You know, God wants to let you know that He has loved you with His everlasting love. By the way, that's not my word. It's in your Bible. God loves you with an everlasting love. Say, everlasting love.
Everlasting love.
One more time. I can't hear you.
Everlasting love.
Say, Jesus loves me forever.
Jesus loves me forever.
Wow. Yes, Jeremiah 31. Tonight you can study it yourself. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. Amen. There is no security in a love that is short than everlasting. If the love of God is conditional, right? If you do good, if you always dot every I's, cross your T's, then I will love you. That's not an everlasting love. That's a conditional love. It's a love based on your performance. It's based on you keeping the law. But the love of God is everlasting. Hallelujah. It's the love that will keep on loving you, keep on loving you till the end. Hallelujah. God keeps on loving you with all His heart and soul, mind and strength. And He will never give up on loving you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is so good. Amen. God has loved you with an everlasting love. Wow. Everlasting love, beloved of God. Right? Not just everlasting life. He gives us everlasting love. Everyone who trusts in the Lord will not perish, but have everlasting love. God loves you forever. God loves you everlastingly. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We are so blessed. We are so thankful for your goodness and grace in our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, God wants to let you know that He has drawn you with His unfailing kindness. Did you know that you come today to the house of God because God has drawn you with His unfailing kindness? Say, unfailing kindness.
Unfailing kindness.
One more time, I can't hear you.
Unfailing kindness.
Wow. Where did you get that, Pastor? Again, Jeremiah 31. I make it easy for you, right? I make it easy for you. God has loved you with an everlasting love, and He has drawn you with His unfailing kindness. Wow. Meditate on that, beloved of God. Meditate on that unfailing kindness. Wow, God wants you to know how much He loves you, how much He wants to be kind to you. Amen. And it's through the simplicity of the preaching of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, like you're hearing today, you are receiving that everlasting love. You're receiving that unfailing kindness. Hallelujah. Beloved of God, God loves you and God wants to be kind to you throughout this week. Amen. God wants to be kind to you throughout this week. God says, I have unfailing kindness for you to overrule whatever the monkey wrench that life may be throwing at you. Amen. The unfailing kindness of Jesus, amen, is the one that will keep you going and going and going. And that circumstances in your life right now that you are worrying about will not drown you. You will walk on water like Apostle Peter did because he fixed his eyes on Jesus. Do you remember the story? Peter was in the boat in the middle of the storm. And he saw Jesus walking on water and he was afraid. He thought he was a ghost. And he said, if you are really Jesus, bid me to come to you. What do you think God is supposed to say? No, I'm not Jesus. Okay, come. Just one word. C-O-M-E, Kumi, come. And guess what? Peter was able to walk on water. Has anybody walked on water before? Man, Peter walked on water in the middle of the storm that's supposed to drown him. Peter walked exceedingly victorious over that storm that was trying to drown him. He was able to walk over that storm just by fixing his eyes on Jesus Christ. So what is the circumstances in your life that may try to drown you today? As you fix your eyes on Jesus, you will walk on water. That circumstance will not drown you, because Jesus, His eyes is full of that everlasting love for you. His eyes is the one that says, come, I have drawn you with my unfailing kindness, beloved of God. When you think about His love, when you think about His kindness, you fix your eyes on Jesus. That means you remember His love, you remember His unfailing kindness. You will walk over that circumstances that tries to drown you. Amen, beloved of God. So behold the beauty of Jesus. See the beauty of Christ, His unfailing kindness in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good all the time, and all the time God is so very, very good. So beloved of God, I just want to encourage you right now. You know, I'm just going to build you up in your most holy faith. I just want to encourage you more and more to behold the beauty of the Lord, how much He cares for you, that loving kindness, again, that unfailing kindness, and His everlasting love is the goodness of the Lord Jesus in our lives. Amen. God is so very good all the time, and all the time God is so very, very good. You know, if it's possible, I want you to just close your eyes right now and just be still for a moment and allow the Lord to allow that word to sink in. It is the word of God. Every word that you heard just now is God breathed. That means it will produce life in your heart and in your mind as you meditate on the Word, on His everlasting kindness. So just relax right now. Just close your eyes for a moment and just be still in the presence of the Lord. And let that water of the Word begins to penetrate deep into your soul. His everlasting love for you. I have loved you with an everlasting love. That's the Word of the Lord for you today. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Let that word just sink in. And I have drawn you with my unfailing kindness. I will never fail to show my kindness in your life. You may not have seen the light at the end of the tunnel yet, but the Lord is promising you this. I have unfailing kindness, and my love for you is everlasting. You are blessed above all people. And I have drawn you with my unfailing kindness. You will make it, because I have been to your future, and your future is bright, says the Lord. Amen. God has already taken care of all your problems. It's already done. Now your part is just to rest and trust in Him. Amen. Everybody says amen. 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 Are you blessed? Are you encouraged, church? Hallelujah. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is so very, very good. You know, the blessings of God comes by grace through faith. Say, by grace through faith.
By grace through faith.
Okay, so there are two things here that God wants you to know. Just like your salvation, how did you get saved? By grace through faith, right? How much more the lesser blessing of healing? The lesser blessing of financial provision. The lesser blessing of a harmonious relationship. Don't you think that those are lesser blessings compared to the eternal life that we have in Christ? So everything else also must be accepted by grace through faith. Grace is what God has done for us. And faith is persuasion. Say persuasion.
Persuasion.
Okay, that is persuasion. So your heart needs to be persuaded that God does love me with an everlasting love, for that love to really be effective. In other words, if your heart is not persuaded that the product is going to help you, or that service is going to help you, you're not going to pay any money to get that product, to get that service, right? And thus, no matter how good that product is, no matter how good that service is, as long as your heart is closed, you will not be able to make use of that product or that service. Am I right? It's the same way in the kingdom of God. It's by grace through faith. And so the Holy Spirit right now is not trying to sell you anything. Unlike in the world where they promise you all kinds of promises and then you have to give money, right? In the kingdom of God, the blessings of God is available for you free of charge. Man, there's no price tag to the blessings of God. The peace, the joy, right? The righteousness that comes by faith, not by works, right? They're all free of charge. Not because they're cheap, but because somebody paid the price. Somebody died at the cross, amen, to give us the forgiveness of sins. Somebody died at the cross to give us that everlasting life. So, beloved of God, may your heart be persuaded today through the words of the Holy Spirit today that is trying to let you know, come, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Come, all you who are burdened by the cares and the worries of life. Come, all you who are thirsty, because I'll give you water, the real water that will satisfy. And that water is the word of Jesus Christ Himself that you are hearing right now. Beloved of God, the Lord loves you with all His heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the Lord is wanting to persuade your heart, amen, to let you know everything is going to be all right in your life. Everything is going to be all right in the name of Jesus Christ. You're not growing older. Hallelujah. You are receiving the renewal of your youth like the eagles. That is the promise of God. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. I quote almost word for word from the book of Isaiah, the promise of God to let you know that you can have the renewal of your strength. You can have the renewal of your youth like the eagles. I'm proclaiming to you the word of God to let you know that this is yours, part of the package of His everlasting love for you that you don't have to earn. All you've got to do is come to church like what you're doing right now, and you are hearing the word of God, and your heart is persuaded. Yes, this is not just man's word. This is God's word, because Pastor Henry is preaching scripture. It is written in my Bible. It's not the words of men. It's the word of God. Yes, Pastor, I'm persuaded in my heart. I can have the renewal of my youth. I'm not growing older. I'm receiving the renewal of my youth. My body is not going to become sicker. My body is receiving the healing power of Christ as I take in the word of God, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that is able to make you blessed and make you walk worthy of the calling of God in your life. Is the word of truth, is the word of the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know, beloved of God, not only your sins are forgiven, amen, He has given you His everlasting love and His unfailing kindness. Amen. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with my unfailing kindness again, says the Lord. Hallelujah. God is so good. Father, I thank you. The Holy Spirit is already working. Father God, we are so blessed today. For you are the one who have drawn us to your house today. I might be the mouthpiece, but I'm so blessed to be hearing these words myself. Lord, thank you so much that everything in our lives will be just okay, because of your everlasting love and because all of our sins have been forgiven. Yes, in this world we shall have tribulation, but we can have a good cheer because Jesus, you have overcome the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are blessed. We are blessed all the time. And all the time, we are blessed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, sila. You know, sila in the Bible, when you read the Bible, you see the word S-E-L-A-H, sila in the Psalm. Sila. Sila, it means chew on this. Meditate on the word of life. Sila. Think on this. Wow. God loves you with an everlasting love. A love that can never be broken. Every time you have a wrong thought, God is still loving you right there and then. You don't have to go and confess your sin all the time. Oh Lord, I'm sorry. I just had the wrong thought again. And then you feel, okay, I feel God is loving me again. And then you have another wrong thought. And then you pray again. Oh Lord, forgive me. I just have another wrong thought. And then you feel the love of God again. Hey, that's not everlasting love. That's broken love. That's broken love every time you have a wrong thought. So when God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love, that means in the middle of your sin, God is still loving you. Otherwise, it's not everlasting, right? Because of the blood of Jesus Christ, even in the middle of our mistakes, even in the middle of our failures, even in the middle of our wrong thoughts, even in the middle where we feel like, Lord, I don't have enough faith, even in the middle that you feel like everything is going out of your original plan, it's not exactly as you had planned, in the middle of things that are not fully taken care of yet, in the middle of that, God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Amen. It's still that everlasting love that keeps us going and going and going by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Now you understand why the blood of Jesus is the blood that is eternal. Because the blood of Jesus gives us eternal redemption. That's in the book of Hebrews. He purchased for us through the shedding of the blood of Jesus once and for all. That means He does not have to come to the cross again and again and again. One time is enough for Jesus to give us this everlasting love because of everlasting redemption or eternal redemption, right? The word redemption in the book of Colossians, it means the forgiveness of sins. So, through the blood of Jesus, we have eternal forgiveness of sins. Amen. So you got to understand the blood of Jesus gives us eternal redemption that is the foundation for us to receive the eternal everlasting love that He has for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for eternal redemption in our lives, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now we understand eternal redemption by your grace. Can you take one more eternal? I already gave you two eternals, right? Eternal redemption, which is eternal forgiveness of sins. And what was the second eternal that I gave? Eternal love. Everlasting love. Let me give you one more eternal or everlasting, right? You'll find out in the Bible the word everlasting peace is not there in the Bible. I thought to myself, oh Lord, you're missing something, right? There's got to be everlasting peace in the Bible, right? Because we all want everlasting peace. Can I see a raise of hands? Who wants everlasting peace? Almost everybody wants everlasting peace. So, I think, God, you forgot something. How come I cannot find the word everlasting peace in the entire Bible? And I thought, God, you're missing out big time. What people want is everlasting peace. Don't you think so? Everlasting peace? A peace that does not come and goes, right? Until I find out God has something better than everlasting peace for us. Alright? you will find in the Bible something better than everlasting peace. And that is the everlasting covenant of peace. Did you get that? Think about it. Not everlasting peace, but God says, I have everlasting covenant of peace. Wow. God has bound Himself with a covenant, right? To let you know, right? I have peace for you that is bound by my covenant with you. What security that we have, beloved of God, in Christ Jesus. Not everlasting peace, but everlasting covenant of peace. That's a stronger thing. It's like God says, I swear. That's what a covenant is, right? It's a covenant. It's a sworn oath. It's not like a human contract. Human contract, you can tear the contract and say, oh, there's a fine print here. You know, the contract is void. No, it's not like a human contract that can be changed, right? This is a covenant of God that is unchangeable. Which one is stronger? Everlasting peace or everlasting covenant of peace that cannot be changed? It's the covenant of peace. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Only by the help of the Holy Spirit that we have that revelation. We have the everlasting covenant of peace. Oh, thank you, Lord, for Jesus, our shalom peace. We are so blessed. We are so blessed. Amen and amen. Well, church, are you ready to receive your entree today? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says God uses the foolishness of preaching to heal your body. You can find that in 1 Corinthians, in case you want to study. God uses the foolishness of preaching to save those who believe. Now say sozo. Sozo is the Greek word for to save. And the word sozo is not just to save from hell, but the word sozo also means to restore to health. So don't just think of salvation as only someday in the by and by. Salvation is including the by and by, of course. But hey, what really matters is the now and now, right now, right? You know, the gospel that you hear has got to be the gospel that will produce profit in your life. God wants you to profit. God wants you to benefit from the Word of God. The Bible says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful, or in the King James, it is profitable unto teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, the Bible says. So God wants you to hear the gospel and be blessed in such a way, right? As your heart is persuaded by what you're hearing, it will produce all kinds of miracles in your body as you are listening to the good news of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Man, I tell you, one time I preach, I forgot what I preach about. It's got to be about Jesus. That's all I've got, you know. So what's your credentials? Do you have a master's degree in theology? No, I don't. which seminary did you go to? No, I don't. But all I know is Jesus. All I know is Jesus loves me. That's all I've got. I just share Jesus, right? And so this young man, I think he came with a crutch or something like that. He came to a service with a crutch with his mother, and he was listening to the gospel being preached to him. And lo and behold, I think it was the week after, I did not do a healing service, okay? I did not do, anybody has any pain in your body, you know, the Lord wants to touch you. There's no dramatic thing, there's no music, there's nobody falling on the floor, you know, there's nobody laughing uncontrollably. You know, I'm not saying those are not from the Lord. That can be from the Holy Spirit. But none of those things. In fact, by the end of the service, it's just like another Sunday service as usual. It's just another Sunday at Life-Giving Church International. Nothing special happened until the following week or two. The mother came to me and said, Pastor Henry, my son told me when you were preaching 2 weeks ago, right? When he listened to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that you're preaching, his feet were totally pain-free. And he said, Mom, I don't know what's happening. You know, all the pain in my feet is gone. Just by hearing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Like what you guys are doing right now. God used the simplicity, the foolishness of preaching to restore your health, to heal your body. You don't know all kinds of good things that are happening right now by the power of the Holy Spirit, right? Don't be dominated by your five senses, by what you see, by your taste, your smell, hear, or feel. Just because you don't see anything dramatic happening in our church, right? Does not mean that the Holy Spirit is doing nothing. The Holy Spirit right now is doing the supernatural surgery that no human doctors can do. The Holy Spirit right now is saving your soul. The Holy Spirit right now is saving your body. The Holy Spirit right now is saving your mind. The Holy Spirit right now is repairing that cell in your body that may have been damaged because of stress. The Lord is healing, right? That chest, that part of your chest that might be hurting. The Lord is touching that eyes. The Lord is touching that brain. The Lord is causing the rejuvenation of your cells. The youthful energy is coming back. The joy of the Lord is being restored in your life. The peace that surpasses all understanding is being restored because someone is telling you about Jesus. Jesus, who died at the cross, not only took away your sins, but he took away all of your diseases and all your pain, the Bible says. You're not supposed to accept any pain in your life because Jesus Christ already took all of your pain at the cross. And if you love Jesus, I know you do because you're here. If you love Jesus, the least you can do is to say, thank you, Lord. I believe your sacrifice for me was not in vain. Jesus, your love for me is not in vain. You took away this pain for me. Pain in the name of Jesus. You are gone in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you took away that disease from me. Disease, whatever the doctor's report says, I command this disease to be gone in the name of Jesus. That's the least you can do, right? Is to accept the gift that God has already provided for you. And it comes, again, by grace through faith. Say, by grace through faith.
By grace through faith.
Now, how can you believe unless you hear? And how can you hear unless there is a preacher? So I'm preaching. I'm preaching right now. How can they preach unless they are sent? So I'm sent by the Lord today, right? To preach. You know, not just to you all, okay? There could be other people who are listening to this message online right now. Because this thing's going to be available worldwide, right? But I want you to be blessed, beloved of God. I want you to have a godly selfishness. Wow, that sounds like oxymoron. How can you have a godly selfishness? Yes, man. Look at the life of Jabez. He had a godly selfishness in him. His prayer was not for other people. His prayer was for me. Oh Lord, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory and keep all evil far away from me, that he will not grieve Me, again, it's all about me. It's all about my. And the Bible says, God says, that is an honorable prayer.
Amen.
That is a godly prayer. That is a man who truly depends on me. Amen, beloved of God. Hey, it's easier for you to pull someone when yourself are strong enough to be able to pick that person up, right? So God wants you blessed so that you can be a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. God wants you to be so blessed that you become the light and the salt of the earth. Amen. God wants you to prosper. God wants your body to be healthy. So blessed. People say, wait a minute. How come you have the joy of the Lord? Now, they will not say it, right? They will not say it out loud. But deep down inside, they're wondering, what's going on, right? And who knows? You might have open door, open opportunity to introduce them to Jesus Christ. Right, who has made you whole. Are you blessed? Are you blessed?
Yes.
Amen. Now, beloved of God, now I'm going to show you how good God is. How good God is. That nothing good He withholds from you. In Christ Jesus, God has already blessed you with all blessing that you need. Alright? And I have a scriptural basis to show you this truth. Beloved of God, this is the Word of God for you. Right? I have blessed you with all blessings. I have blessed you with all spiritual blessings. This is Ephesians 1:3, Young's Literal Translation. Okay? Young's Literal Translation, if you think King James Version is hard to read because of the thou and the these, try Young's Literal Translation. It's even harder to read. But it is super accurate. I want to let you know, Pastor Henry studies the word very detailed, okay? Do you see the reason why I highlighted the word? Let me read it first, and then I'm going to explain to you, okay? Blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who did bless us in every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. That is a mouthful. That is a mouthful. Let me read it one more time. Blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who did bless us in every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Now, grammar lessons, students. Did bless. Is that future tense or a past tense?
Past.
What?
Past.
Past? Ding, 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 ding. Come on down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Did bless. So, hey, you don't have to say, if it is your will you please bless me? Hey, God says, I already did it. I already did it. Did you see? Did bless us. Now, look at the second word that I highlighted there. It says in. Because in a lot of other translations, it's something else other than in. Okay? Who did bless us in every spiritual blessing. I believe in the accuracy of the scripture. I believe that every word of God, every dot, every tittle, right, is very powerful. So I'm letting you know here, even the word in there, you know, carries a special meaning that I hope you see a revelation that many of your friends and neighbors may not have seen before, because your Bible is saying something other than in. Okay? Okay. Who did bless us in every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Beloved of God, God bless you in every spiritual blessing. Wow. That is amazing. The idea of being blessed in every spiritual blessing is that the spiritual blessing is already a part of your entire ecosystem. Every spiritual blessing is not like a pie in the sky that you have to pray down the blessing of God to come into your life. Did you see that? He did bless you in every spiritual blessing. That means this blessing is already in your circle. It's already in your ecosystem. You are already blessed in all spiritual blessing. You have no need. You have no lack of nothing in Christ Jesus, because you are blessed in every spiritual blessing in Christ. In other words, in Christ Jesus, you already have the healing that you need. In Christ Jesus, every spiritual blessing is already inside you, because it's in you. This every spiritual blessing is already in you, in Christ, beloved of God. You've already got it. It's already in you. The breakthrough that you need, the relationship harmony blessings. Oh Lord, there's so much bickering in my relationship with this person or with that person. Oh, the blessing of harmony in relationship is already in you, in Christ Jesus. Well, if it's already in me, how come I'm not experiencing it? Well, there's only two reasons. Number one, we don't know what the Word of God is saying. Have you not read? Have you not read? That is the rebuke that the Lord gave, right, to the people who walk in unbelief and doubts. He always brings people back to the written Word of God. Have you not read? Have you not read? Right? So number one, we are ignorant. We don't know what is written in the Word of God, right? And the second reason, our heart is not fully persuaded yet that God meant what He says. Mm-hmm. Remember the story that I, not the story, the illustration that I gave you? If you're not persuaded on the products or the service is going to benefit your life, you're not going to spend a penny on that product or that service unless you believe. Another word for believe, you are persuaded that product or that service is going to make your life better.
That's right.
Am I not right?
You're right.
So beloved God, the more persuaded you are, the more you are willing to give yourself wholly to what God has already provided for you free of charge, no strings attached, right? You know, the last time I checked the word every, all right, the Greek word is pas, P-A-S, pas, right? It means every. Well, Pastor, that's really deep. Okay. The word every spiritual blessing, it means every single one of the blessing that you need is already in you. And God, we pray that you give us preachers that will be able to help us to understand the gospel truth. I don't claim I know everything. I don't claim I already have all the perfect revelation. But the best thing that you can do for yourself, for your church, is to pray for your pastor. Because as your pastor have more revelation and then he share it with you, your life will have a higher level of blessing in your life. So man, I covered your prayers. Please remember to pray for your pastor. Amen. If this is your church and I'm your pastor, remember me in your prayer. Because whenever I'm blessed, you're next. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. So God wants to let you know here, every spiritual blessing means every spiritual blessing, right? And now, by the grace of God, I want to expound a little bit further. By no means we can exhaust the depth of Ephesians 1:3. In fact, the whole Ephesians 1 is one of the deepest passage that no man, right, can really understand the depths of Ephesians 1. Try it for yourself in your daily devotion tomorrow. Read the entire chapter, Ephesians chapter 1, right? And then by the end of reading that one chapter, you will say, wow, there is a depth to it. There is the, you know, there's a bottomless depth of the word that no one can really explain, because it's something that Apostle Paul received by the revelation of the Holy Spirit. So I'm not even attempting, right, to try to let you know that we all can graduate, you know, on Ephesians 1:3 here by the end of the service, right? But I'm just letting you know something in Ephesians 1:3 to let you know how rich you are, how you have lack of nothing in your life. In fact, I would say this, you have lack of no one in your life. Wow. Because everything here is all inclusive. In Christ Jesus, you are complete. You lack nothing, and you lack no one. Well, you don't know, Pastor, I'm so lonely. I'm so lonely. I need somebody. No, beloved of God, the Bible has got to be true here. You already got every spiritual blessing, including the blessing of companionship, including the blessing of never feeling lonely, including the blessing of never feeling abandoned. They are all part of every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus, beloved of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, we want to look at another Bible translation of the same verse, Ephesians 1:3. This is from the Amplified Bible Classic Edition. AMPC stands for Amplified Bible Classic Edition. Same verse. May blessing, praise, laudation, and eulogy be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual given by the Holy Spirit blessing in the heavenly realm. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm is an expression of God saying, everything in the heavenly realm, the best that heaven has, did you hear that? The best that I've got in the entire heavenly realm, I have blessed you in Christ. That is a mouthful. That is an expression to let you know how good your loving Heavenly Father is. That He withheld nothing good from you. Because every spiritual given by the Holy Spirit blessing in the heavenly realm, the best that heaven's got, He has already blessed you in Christ. If you believe in Jesus, you've already got everything in Christ. How many of you would like to know, well, okay, if I already got everything in me, in Christ, how many of you would like to experience that more and more in your life? More and more joy, amen? More and more peace in your life? More and more, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. You walk with your head held high, in spite of what other people might say against you, or what circumstances in life that might be condemning you. Like, we can always walk into that greater degree of joy and peace and love. We're going to find out what the Bible is saying for us to experience that greater joy and peace in our lives. Because you've already got it. Your Father loves you. You've already got it. Ready? All right, let's show them the next slide. This is 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20, from the New International Version Bible. For no matter how many promises God has made, hey, He said, I have given you all spiritual blessings, right? Now, the Bible explains itself. For no matter how many promises God has made, right? All these spiritual, heavenly, given by the Holy Spirit blessing. No matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through Him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Did you see what the Bible is saying? So God is saying here, right? All these promises, all these spiritual blessings, it's already in you, in Christ Jesus. But look at what the Scripture says. And so through Him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. You got to say amen.
Amen.
Because it says through him, the amen is spoken by us, not spoken by God. Your part is just to say amen. Say amen, somebody. Amen. Let's give a clap offering to the Lord. Amen. Hey, I've just shown you from the scripture, right? Well, it's great, Pastor Henry. I believe you that in Christ I've already got everything. But how can I experience that more? Well, the Bible already told you. No matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. In other words, God cannot lie. It's the truth. You are complete in Christ. You lack nothing. You lack no one. You already have all spiritual blessings. They are yes in Christ. And so through Him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. You have to say Amen. You have to say amen to the promises of God in your life.
Amen.
You're saying, I believe that is mine. That blessing is mine. Amen. To those who are listening to this message, I say, the blessing of health for your body is yours. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
The blessing of harmony in your family is yours.
Amen.
You're receiving, right? I say the cells of your brain to be rejuvenated, to be young, to be strong. Your brain is healthy. New cells are being generated in your brain. You have a healthy, sound mind, healthy brain.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ, because everything has been given to us in Christ, right? And so through Him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God.